Angela Blakely of Coldwell Banker Emporia Real Estate, the NS Kennels, Bank of Burlingame, Ryan Pilliger of Farm Bureau Financial Services, the City of Burlingame, City of Hartford, City of Madison, City of Olpe, Cody Thurston, Land Agent for Midwest Land Group, Doug Schmidt Construction, Dr. Joseph Lowdy, DDS, Eagle Creek Quarry, Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Emporia State University, Farmer State Bank of Aliceville, Gerald Schumann Electric, First National Bank of Kansas, GR Roofing, Grimmett Concrete and Construction, Gwen Longmine of Remax Eck Real Estate, Hague Pharmacy, and Orthodontics, Harrison Body Shop, Hartford One Stop, Harveyville Storage, Heartland Office Systems, Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers, Hogan Excavating, Hostess Brands, Howie's Tire Shop, Jan Utek of Remax Eck Real Estate, Jane and Eddie Linhart, Lacey Hamlin of Remax Eck Real Estate, Lebo Booster Club, Longbine Auto Plaza, Mayer Electric, McDonald's on West 6th Avenue in Emporia, McIlvain Law Office, Mel's Tire, Michelle's Tax Service, Moon Title and Escrow, MT Networks, Murphy Agra LLC, Next Tech Wireless, Perriotta Farm Bureau Financial Services, Planet Sub, Plumbing by Spellman, Quest Services, Ratcliffe Propane, Rayburn Heating and Cooling, Rich Door Company, Richmore Lawn Care, Shanky Well Service, Schmidt Custom Cabinetry, Seamers Construction, Superior Real Estate and Land Group, The Heidi Inn, Townside Apartments, USD 243 Lebo Waverly, USD 252 South Lyon County, USD 386 Madison Virgil, and Waverly Insurance Agency. Now stay tuned for coverage of the 102nd Lyon County League Basketball Tournament on Country 101.7 FM and KVOE-TV at KVOE.com. From a historic White Auditorium, Ron Slaymaker Court, it's time for Lyon County League Tournament basketball action. It's the third place games this afternoon as the Madison Bulldogs will be taking on Burlingame in both boys and girls play for the third place trophy in this longtime illustrious career or basketball tournament. I'm Greg Ray along with Ken Hansen for this afternoon's third place game. And Ken, this is a game that two teams that had ideas of playing in the late game tonight, but unfortunately they came up a little bit short, but this should be a very competitive game.
Oh, I think it should be, because earlier this month, in fact, Madison defeated Burlingame in a four-point game, 33-29. So I think if you're Burlingame, you're probably wanting to get a little bit of revenge against Madison and just try to take care of things here tonight. And it's still an opportunity to pick up a W on White on this great court and in this great venue. In fact, there's probably more people here today than will be at the rest of their regular season games. And so this is still a terrific atmosphere and a chance to come out and start building for that February stretch of games.
Well, coming into this contest, the first off, Burlingame girls opened up with a 54-45 victory over Meredosine Valley. Then on Friday night, last night, they lost to Lebo 37-14. Madison opened up with a 62-21 victory over Southern Coffee County on Monday, and then were defeated by Olpe 41-34 in a closely contested contest.
Yeah, in fact, Greg, I had that game yesterday, and really the thing that they couldn't do that they need to do here tonight, this afternoon, is hit those shots from within about 5 or 6 or even 10 feet out. They did an excellent job shooting three-pointers, but inside the arc, they just couldn't get anything to fall. And if they would have hit some of those, I think they would have been playing tonight instead of this afternoon.
Well, this is for third place, games that have been played already. In the seventh place game on the girls' side, Waverly defeated Hartford 42-32. And in the girls' fifth place game, it was Meredosine Valley winning 47-43 over Southern Coffee County. On the boys' side, it was Meredosine Valley picking up a 50-20 win over Southern Coffee County. And in the game just completed, the Waverly boys defeated Hartford 64-48 for fifth place.
Yeah, it just – and there's been some good basketball here, and there's going to be some terrific basketball the rest of the day.
And we'll be back to take a look at the starting lineups right after this timeout. You're listening to coverage of the 102nd Lyon County League Basketball Tournament on Country 101.7 FM.
Strength Stability Service At Farm Bureau Financial Services, you can count on all three. And you can count on me, Perry Ott, your local Farm Bureau agent in Emporia. I'll help make sure you have the coverage you need, nothing more, nothing less, and that you're getting the discounts you deserve. Call me today to schedule a super check and see how I make it simple to protect your family, cars, home, and future.
Call Perry Ott of Farm Bureau Financial Services at 620-342-1313. Hartford One Stop is supportive of the Hartford Jaguars and Lady Jaguars and wishes their athletes the best of luck this season. They want to remind fans when you're in Hartford, their convenience store is open till 8 p.m. 7 days a week. Check out their daily lunch specials. And remember, their full-service auto shop is available Monday through Friday for general service, including tires and oil changes. Whether you need gas, auto service, snacks, or Hunt Brothers Pizza, your one-stop shop in downtown Hartford is Hartford One Stop.
Do you or your family need a new dentist in Emporia? We would personally like to invite you to visit our office to see if it's the right fit for you. Hi, this is Dr. Joseph Waddy. In addition to full dental services, we also offer dental implants, Invisalign clear braces, sedation dentistry, and much more. Call 342-8032 to schedule an appointment and visit us online at drlotti.com. We look forward to meeting you.
The former State Bank of Aliceville has three locations to serve you, including Aliceville, Burlington, and Lebo. Locally owned and operated, they strive to meet the needs of their customers of East Central Kansas through quality financial services and friendly customer service. Their motto is, the bank that appreciates your business. You'll find they have competitive loan and deposit rates and sound banking practices. Since 1908, Farmer State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Wishing the best of luck to the teams from Lebo and Southern Coffee County in this week's tournament.
You're listening to the Lyon County League Tournament on Country 101.7 FM. Let's give you the starting lineups for tonight's game. Brought to you by Heartland Office Systems, serving Emporia and surrounding areas with state-of-the-art copier and printer equipment and service you can count on. Heartland Office Systems wishes all area athletes best of luck in all of their endeavors. For Madison, it is Kaylin Luthy, a 5'6 freshman. Jalen Weekly, a 5'10 sophomore. Yolaine Luthy, a 5'11 senior. Ava Foltz, a 5'9 senior. And Sarah Miser, a 5'8 senior. Head coach is Bill Neinstead, assisted by Callie Martin Hayworth. And for Burlingame, the starting lineup is Madison Hovestat, a 5'8 junior. Isabella Tyson, a 5'7 senior. Kaylin Noonan, a 5'8 junior. Gracie Simmons, a 5'7 senior. And Alexandra Crook, a 5'11 senior. Head coach is Jeff Slater. He's assisted by Darren Lee. And Greg, you just feel the excitement, though, building up here for this third and fourth place game.
You know, these are two teams, and we'll talk about it, the same thing in the boys' side, which they were playing in the late game. But this is still an opportunity. Both these teams are playing. You have to look a couple weeks down the road when it comes to sub-state time.
Yes,
these become big games.
They do. And also, like I said, for Burlingame, you lost to them earlier this year. This is a chance to get some revenge on the Madison Bulldogs. And for Coach Neinstead, who's in his first year there, it's still building to what they really hope will be a great late February and early March.
You know, you mentioned Coach Neinstead, and you look around this gym and you see a lot of, you know, some young coaches that are, you know, getting started, and then you see the veterans like Coach Neinstead and then Coach Ron Slaymaker. I saw Coach Mike Hevel, former Waverly head boys basketball coach here. You know, there's a mixture of coaching experience here, and there's a lot of good, outstanding coaches that have made their start here in the Lyon County League.
That there is. Burlingame's going right to left across your radio dial in their home white with purple numbers and purple stripes. And they've got the ball going on the left side. It is Kaylin Noonan. They get the ball inside. Shot is up. No good. Rebounded by Yolaine Luthy for Madison. Madison in her road black with gold numbers. Luthy has it on the right side. Gets it back up to Weekly. Weekly right side to Luthy. Luthy driving baseline, and the offensive foul on Yolaine Luthy.
You like the aggressiveness of driving the baseline. Unfortunately, the defense was there and got set enough to draw the foul.
Yeah, and you really don't want your star player to pick up a foul 20 seconds into the game. And now here's pressure being put on in backcourt by Madison. With it, it's Kaylin Noonan. She gets it up down the court to Gracie Simmons. Simmons on the right side gives it back up to Noonan. Noonan, three-point shot is up, no good. Rebound comes out to Madison. Sarah Miser with it. Miser gets it across the timeline. Now dribbles over to the left side. Going down on the baseline, gets it out there to Ava Foltz. Foltz brings it back up in the paint, right side to Seelan Luthi. Now left side, shot is up, and three-pointer is up and good by Sarah Miser. The first points of the night go to the Madison Lady Bulldogs. That three-pointer is by Cody Thurston, land agent. Experience the Midwest Land Group difference. Now ball goes to the left side to Kayla Noonan. Noonan gets it back up to Hovestad. Hovestad to right side to Tyson. Tyson back up to Noonan for three. Gracie Simmons for three, no good. The ball goes out of bounds to the Madison Lady Bulldogs. And one of the things with Greg is Kaylin Noonan had such a great first game with 38 points.
New school record. Yeah, reached the 1,000-point mark for her career.
As a junior, that's pretty phenomenal.
Yeah.
Ball goes left side to Sarah Miser. The five-second call is going to be made. Good defense over there that time by Madison Hovestad, forcing the five-second call. 6:15 to go here in the first quarter, 3-0. Madison with the lead. Noonan gets it across the timeline. Back over the right side to Gracie Simmons. It's like a 1-3-1 zone being put on by Madison. Back over the right side to Simmons. Simmons gets it down in the corner to Tyson. Tyson, now they try to feed it inside to Noonan. The ball's knocked away. Out of bounds off of Madison. So Burlingame will be inbounding it underneath their own basket. They get the ball inbound to Noonan. Noonan dribbles over the right side, picks up, gets a shot blocked by Elaine Luthi. Luthi comes down with the rebound. Luthi brings it up the left side on the left wing. Now gets it up to Miser. Miser goes the right side to Foltz. Foltz with it, gets it, tries to get in underneath, and does. Shot is up and good.
Nice little high-low action that time from the Madison Bulldogs as they were just patient and found the opening down low.
Yeah, Jalen Weekly with her first two of the night. Now there's another trap being put on. We're going to get a foul called on Madison.
Yeah, that time that foul committed because you reach in and try to force a jump ball or slap it free, and more often than not, you're going to get whistled for the reach in or the slap foul.
And, Greg, I was worried it was going to be on Elaine Luthi over there. Instead, they called it on Ava Foltz. And now the inbounds pass comes in. They get it to Kaylin Noonan. Noonan's layup is no good. Rebounded by Jalen Weekly. Weekly gets it up court to Kaylin Luthi. Luthi picks up a dribble, gives it. Now they go left side, left corner. Three-pointer is up and no good by Sarah Miser. Rebound by Kaylin Weekly. By Kaylin Luthi's up, no good. And the rebound comes down in the hands of Alexandra Crook for Burlingame. And now we've got ball dribbled off the foot of Elaine Luthi. And in the game for Burlingame is Jocelyn Simmons, a 5'3 sophomore. Greg, both these teams are coming out, and it's pretty tense right now, isn't it?
It is. They're not giving you much breathing space.
And now Burlingame has it. Noonan gives it over the right side to Jocelyn Simmons. Simmons' shot is up and no good. Rebounded by Jalen Weekly for Madison. She gives it up to Kaylin Luthi. Luthi goes to the right side. Now tries to pass it back out to Elaine Luthi, but the pass is intercepted by Kaylin Noonan. Noonan drives down, lays up, good.
And finally, they make a basket in six attempts.
Yeah, they're starting off a little cold. We're getting a timeout called here by Burlingame.
By Burlingame, this timeout brought to you by McDonald's on 6th Avenue. Get a quarter pounder with cheese, cooked fresh out the grill upon ordering. Add a fry and drink and make it a meal at McDonald's on 6th Avenue. Our coverage of the Lyon County League Basketball Tournament also brought to you by Jane and Eddie Linhart, a proud supporter of the Lyon County League Tournament. Also brought to you by Gwen Longmire, Remax Eck Real Estate. Gwen helped buyers and sellers with home,
farm, ag, land, and lake house sales in 2022. See how she can help you at GwenLongbine.com.
First timeout called by Burlingame. Now with the bat, Madison will be inbound in it. And now they get the ball going left side. Bringing it back out to Yolaine Luthy. In the game now is Candace Ashlock for Madison. Luthy gets the ball back, cut. Layup is up and good by Sarah Miser. Gives Miser now 5 points. And that's a 7-2 lead for Madison. Now they get the ball left side. Burlingame does. It's Gracie Simmons. Now gives it back up to Isabella Tyson. Tyson gives it off to Kaylin Noonan. Noonan gives it back to Tyson on the right side. Tyson gives it over to the right side to Gracie Simmons. Back up. Now they get it in underneath. There's going to be a foul called. Foul called is on Kaylin Luthy, her first. So Luthy with the first. Now they get the ball into Kaylin Noonan. Noonan has the ball stolen away. Coming up with it is Luthy. Kaylin Luthy with her first two of the night. They extend the lead to 9-2. Now they're running the ball off the right side. They get it down in the. Get it inside to Kaylin Noonan. Puts it up off the glass and good. Kaylin Noonan now with 4 points. And the ball goes. Here comes Madison up left side. Now they get the ball in the corner. Right corner, Sarah. Back out. Now they get the ball left side to Kaylin Luthy. Kaylin Luthy gives it right side to Sadie Albert, who's now in the game. Now they get the ball inside to Candace Ashlock, and she travels. Turnover on. Now they get, here comes Burlingame. They get the ball to Kaylin Noonan. Noonan gets it up top to Gracie Simmons. Simmons goes to the left side to Isabella Tyson. Now they get it right side to Isabella. Isabella gets it back up. Three-pointer is up and no good by Gracie Simmons. Now here comes Madison with it. They get the ball to the right side. Three-pointer is up and no good by Ava Fultz. And here comes Burlingame. Layup, Kaylin Noonan, no good. Rebound. We'll get a tie-up. And it'll go over to Madison. Now here comes Madison with the basketball. They get the ball over left side to Sadie Albert. Foul is on Isabella Tyson, her first. Third team foul on the Bearcats. Now they get the ball inside. Layup is up and no good. Rebound put back up and no good by Jalen Weekly. Now they get the ball in underneath. Shot is up and no good. But we're going to get a foul called on Madison. Got the ball in to Gracie Simmons, and she couldn't get her shot to go. Foul is going to be on Candace Ashlock. Her first. And now Gracie Simmons at the free throw line. Free throws up and good. Her first point of the night. Second free throw. Sarah Meiser back in the lineup for Madison. Second free throw is up and good by Grace, by Gracie Simmons. She's got 2 points. Now they get the ball. Right side it goes. It's Sarah Meiser. She gives it off to Ava Foltz. Foltz goes in the corner to Meiser. Meiser goes across court. Get the ball. The ball's stolen away, but it's going to be out of bounds off of Burlingame. Off of Jocelyn Simmons. And in the lineup now for back in the, for Burlingame is Caitlin Noonan. Ball comes inside, inbounds, gets a shot, is up, and good by Sarah Meiser. I mean, Meiser now with 7. Foul is on Madison Hovestat, her first. Fourth team foul. Free throw is up and no good, but rebound by Madison. Now shot is up and no good. But another rebound by Madison, and a ball knocked away. It'll stay with. So Madison with the 11-6 lead, 107 to go here in the first quarter. Now the inbounds pass comes in. Layup is up and good by Weekly. She's got 4, and that's 13-6. And here comes. Foul is going to be on Jocelyn Weekly, her first. Inbounds pass comes in. 107 to go. Ball goes to the right side to Noonan. Noonan gets it down in the corner to Gracie Simmons. Simmons drives baseline. Shots up, no good. Rebound goes out of bounds to Madison. Now the inbounds pass comes in. Again, then to Sarah Meiser. Meiser brings it up across the timeline. Shot. Now they get the ball to the left side to Ava Foltz. Foltz back up top. And shot is up. No good. Rebound. This possession goes over to Burlingame. Seconds to go here in the quarter. Madison leading by 7. The ball goes inside. Shot is up, no good by Kaylin Noonan, but she's fouled. Foul is going to be on Candace Ashlock, her second. Free throws up and good. Free throws up and good. Noonan now with 6. And bounce pass comes in. 3 seconds to go, and the ball's going to be, that's going to do it. For the first half of action, and at the end of the, I mean, after the end of the first quarter, after one, it is Madison 13, Burlingame 8.
The former state has 3 locations to serve you, including Aliceville, Burlington, and Lebo. Locally owned and operated, they strive to meet the needs of their customers of East Central Kansas through quality financial services and friendly customer service. Their motto is, the bank that appreciates your business. You'll find they have competitive loan and deposit rates and sound banking practices. Since 1908, Farmer State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Wishing the best of luck to the teams from Lebo and Southern Coffee County in this week's tournament.
Back here at White Auditorium, 13-8. Madison with the lead in the basketball. Now they get the ball, try to get it in underneath, has the ball stolen away. Coming up with it is the Burlingame Bearcats. Now they get the ball on the left side to Kayla Noonan. Noonan gets the ball on the right side to Isabella Tyson. Tyson's going to be tied up over there. It'll stay with Burlingame. Now the ball on the right side. Gracie Simmons gives it back up to Tyson. Tyson now gets the ball in underneath Jocelyn Simmons. Back out to Gracie Simmons. Three-pointers up and no good. Rebound comes out to Madison. Here they get the ball left side. Ava Foltz. Foltz gives it up to Luthy. Yolaine Luthy on the right side. Gives it down in the right corner. Now they get it in underneath the Weekly. Weekly's going to be fouled. Foul is going to be on Kayla Noonan. Her first. Sixth foul. Inbounds pass comes in. They get it in. The ball, they're going to chase it down in backcourt, which is fine. Yolaine Luthy's got it. Luthy gets it across the timeline. Now gets the ball on the left side. Takes it all the way to the basket. Layup is up and good. Yolaine Luthy with her first two of the night. And extends the lead to 15-8. Ball goes inside. Gracie Simmons shots up. No good. Rebound comes out to Alexander Crook. She gives the ball over right side now to Gracie. Gracie gets it up top to Isabella Tyson, and she's going to be fouled. It's going to be on Kaylin Luthy, her second. Third team foul. Our seventh team foul on the Bulldogs. So at the free throw line will be Isabella Tyson. Free throws up and no good. Rebound comes down to Burlingame. Burlingame going to get the ball over to Gracie Simmons. Back up top Noonan. Noonan goes baseline, gets the shot up and no good. And she's fouled. Oh, we're going to get a foul on Massanovastat, her second. Fourth team foul on Burlingame. And we're going to get foul in backcourt. It's going to be on Isabella Tyson. That'll be Isabella's second foul. And now the ball goes to the left side, Yolaine Luthy. Luthy gets it up top. And they get the ball in underneath. Shot is up by Jalen Weekly. He's up and no good. Now the ball goes left side. Back up top to Tyson. Tyson gives it up to Crooks. Crooks goes right side to Jocelyn Simmons. Jocelyn now gives it back up to Noonan. Noonan over to the left side. Now gets it into the paint. Now brings it back out. Gets it up. They swing it right side. Three-pointers up and no good. Rebounded by Yolaine Luthy for Madison. They get them, now Yolaine Luthy gets a turnover. Luthy. Now they get the ball here on the left side for Madison.
We need to, when we get a second, need to apologize with our video. We're having some technical difficulties with our video right now. So if you are hoping to listen to the game, then or watch the game, we apologize.
Three-pointers up and good by Gracie Simmons. That's a Cody Thurston Land Agent Experience, the Midwest Land Group Difference three-pointer. Gracie now with five. And shot is up and no good. And here comes Burlingame with the basketball. The ball goes to the right side to Gracie Simmons. Gracie's shot's up, no good. Rebounded to by Madison, and we'll keep the timeout right here. As with 4:48 to go here in the second quarter, it's Madison 15, Burlingame 11.
Our coverage of the Lyon County League basketball tournament being brought to you by USD 386 Madison Virgil. Good luck to the Madison basketball teams and all their Madison Winter Sports teams this season. Go Dogs by Eagle Creek Quarry. When your next project requires crushed limestone, contact Eagle Creek Quarry, located just 3 miles south of Hartford. Call Eagle Creek Quarry at 620-392-5659. And by MT Networks, for a fast, reliable internet company you can trust. MT Networks brings internet opportunities to their neighbors in Greenwood and Coffee County. Sign up for MT Networks today at www.mtmadtel.com.
And here comes Madison with the basketball. They get the ball up. Up top it goes to Weekly. Weekly now gives the ball off to Foltz. Foltz goes to the right side to Miser. Miser gets it back in. Now the ball goes to the left side. They get it up to Kaylin Luthy. Luthy gets it back in. Up top it goes to Ava Foltz. Foltz goes to the right side. Now they get it in the right side. Sarah Miser's shot is up and good. Sarah Miser with nine here in the first half. And nine of the 17 for the Madison Bulldogs. The 17-11 lead, 4 minutes to go here in the first half. Right side, Gracie Simmons, and she travels.
Our previous timeout was brought to you also by McDonald's on West 6th Avenue in Emporia. Buy a quarter pounder with cheese, Big Mac, or 10-piece nugget, and get a second for $1.
And now here comes the ball left side. Weekly has it. Gives it back up to Luthy. Luthy. Right side, Miser. Miser gets it back up to Kaylin Luthy. Now they swing it left side. Ava Foltz has it on the left wing. Up top it goes. Now they get it right side to Weekly. Weekly goes down in the corner. To Kaylin Luthy. Luthy gets it back up. And driving it in is Weekly. Layup is no good. Rebound to Weekly. Now outside, left side it goes. Three-pointers up and good by Ava Foltz. That's a Cody Thurston Land Agent. Experience the Midwest Land Group Difference 3. First 3 points of the night for Ava Foltz. Ball goes to the left side. Now to Hovestad. Hovestad gives it to Simmons. Simmons back up top to Tyson. Tyson dribbles right side. Shot is up off the glass. No good. Rebounded by the Madison Bulldogs. Up top. Left side it goes. We get it in underneath. Shot is up and no good by Kaylin Luthy. But she is fouled. Foul is on Alexandra Crook. Her first. Fifth, 16 foul on the Bearcats. Free throw is up by Kaylin Luthy, is up and no good. Now in the game, back in the game for Madison, it's Sadie Albert. Free throw is up and good by Luthy. She's got 3 points on the night.
And we're going to get a timeout taken by the Burlingame Bearcats. And this timeout brought to you by McDonald's on West 6th in Emporia. Download the McDonald's app and receive daily deals, including select favorites for free. We'll continue with more coverage of the Lyon County League basketball tournament right after this timeout. You're listening to coverage of the 102nd Lyon County League basketball tournament on Country 101.7 FM.
Score big on taste with Planet Sub. Choose a made-to-order sandwich with ingredients that are always fresh. Try a classic with turkey and bacon, or an original like the superhero sub on made-from-scratch bread. Need something lighter? Try a tortilla or romaine wrap. Sandwiches, wraps, or soup. Planet Sub serves them up fresh and big on taste. Planet Sub, 2715 Candlewood Drive, across from Walmart. PlanetSub.com.
Advantage Metals Recycling, 302 Graham Street in Emporia, buys all grades of high-quality scrap iron and steel, along with structural steel, aluminum, copper, brass, and stainless steel scrap. They also buy your old metal appliances, old vehicles, farm equipment, and metal siding. Advantage Metals Recycling offers competitive pricing for your scrap metal, and you receive payment on the spot. So when you have metal to recycle, choose Advantage Metals Recycling, 302 Graham Street in Emporia.
Burlingame with the basketball. They get it in underneath the Noonan. Noonan's shot is up off the glass and good. Kaylin Noonan now with eight. And cuts the lead to 21-13. Ball goes right side in underneath. Shot is up and no good by Ava Foltz. Rebound two of the Burlingame Bearcats. Now they go with the ball left side. Hovestad, they swing it right side to Gracie Simmons. Simmons comes, gets the ball inside to Kaylin Noonan. Shots up, no good. Rebound comes down to Candace Ashlock, and she is fouled by Madison Hovestad. And that's her third personal foul, so one of the Bearcats starters in foul trouble.
And it puts Madison in the 1-1. Burlingame also in the 1-1, so free throws coming up for Madison.
And at the free throw line for Madison, it is Candace Ashlock. Ashlock's free throw. It's on the way up, and it is no good. Rebound to the Bearcats with it. Kaylin Noonan. Noonan gets across the timeline. Now up to Gracie Simmons. Simmons goes to the right side. To Tyson. Tyson gets it back up to Jocelyn Simmons. Now over to Gracie Simmons. Gracie brings it back up top. Goes up ball to Kaylin Noonan. Greg, it looks like Burlingame's just getting a little stationary there with their offense.
Yeah, not much movement away from the ball. And if you want to get a defense out of position, you have to move without the basketball.
In fact, it looked like they were all kind of in that area around the free throw line, too. Here comes the ball. Kaylin Noonan, right side to Grace to Jocelyn Simmons for three. Shots up, no good. Rebounded by Crook. Crook gets it back, tries to get it back out. Ball is knocked out of bounds. And it is going to, it'll stay with Burlingame. Burlingame with the basketball, inbounding it on the left side. We're in the girls' third place game of the 102nd Lyon County League Tournament. And an offensive foul on Kaylin Noonan, her first. And bringing in, so Masson will inbound the basketball. Get it into, bringing it up for the Bulldogs. It's Candace Ashlock. She gets it in underneath. The shot is up and no good by Jocelyn Weekly. Rebound comes down to Burlingame. Ball goes to the left side to Noonan. Now goes to the right side to Tyson. Tyson gets it back up to Jocelyn Simmons. Three-pointers up and no good. Rebound goes out of bounds to Madison. 40 seconds to go here in the first half. 21-13. Madison with the lead and the basketball. Ashlock gets it across the timeline. Now dribbles over to the right side. Gets it over to Albert. Albert now ball goes to the left side to Foltz. Foltz gets it back up top. Swings it right side. Driving in is Sarah Miser. Shot is up, no good. Rebound out of bounds to the Burlingame Bearcats.
Good ball movement that time by Madison, working the ball from side to side. Took the opportunity to drive baseline just and get the shot to go down.
Kind of just like yesterday, they did a good job moving the ball around, just couldn't get shots to fall. And now here comes Kaylin Noonan with the basketball. Noonan gets across the timeline. Gets it over the left side to Isabella Tyson. Tyson gives it back up to Noonan. 3 seconds to go. Noonan's shot is up and no good. Rebound to Madison, and that does it for the first half of action. And at the end of the first half, it is Madison 21, Burlingame 13. We'll be back to give you the stats after this timeout on Country 101.7 FM.
This is pharmacist Amber Haig reminding you that Haig Pharmacy can help make it easier for you to get the medications you need. If you cannot get to us, let us come to you. We offer free local delivery service inside Emporia city limits and deliver to several surrounding communities, including Cottonwood Falls, Strong City, Madison, and Olpe. Let us help you and your loved ones get the medications and items you need to stay healthy and well. That's Emporia's own Haig Pharmacy, bringing what you need direct to your door.
Hi, I'm the third little pig. You know, the one who built his house out of bricks. Well, despite threats from the big bad wolf,
I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll...
yada, yada, yada. I'm still living in that same magnificent house built by Grimmett Construction.
Grimmett Construction's been in the masonry business for 6 generations and specialize in new home construction. Call Jeff or Scott at 343-0174 to start the process to build your happily ever after in a house made of brick or any other material you choose from Grimmett Construction.
Moon Title and Escrow is a full-service title insurance, closing, and escrow company serving Lyon and surrounding counties. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff would like to wish good luck to all the Lyon County League teams in the tournament. Moon Title and Escrow provides services for residential and commercial in title insurance, real estate closings, and escrow services. They're located at 421 Commercial Street in downtown Emporia and serve Lyon and surrounding counties. Moon Title and Escrow is a full-service title insurance, closing, and escrow company serving Lyon and surrounding counties. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff would like to wish good luck to all the Lyon County League teams in the tournament. Moon Title and Escrow provides services for residential and commercial in title insurance, real estate closings, and escrow services. They're located at 421 Commercial Street in downtown Emporia and serve Lyon and surrounding counties.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. Winter weather can bring ice, snow, and slick roads. Mel's Tire has the Yokohama tire that will get you where you need to go. From the Yokohama Avid Ascend to the Geolander ATGO15 or Geolander HTGO56, you'll get dependable performance from your Yokohama tires. And remember, Mel's Tire offers quality service on your vehicle's brakes, struts, shocks, front-end alignment, and mechanical work. Come see us at Mel's Tire, 915 Graham Emporia, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
Welcome back to White Auditorium in the 102nd Annual Lyon County League Tournament, the girls' third place game. It is Madison leading Burlingame by a score of 21-13. And let's give you a rundown of the statistics. Statistics brought to you by GR Roofing, proud to support all area athletes and are proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today at 620-344-0661. And for the Madison Lady Bulldogs, Kaylin Luthi's got 2 points for him. Jalen Weekly with 4 points. Yolaine Luthi with 2. And leading all scorers tonight, Sarah Miser with 9 points. And for the Burlingame Bearcats, their leading scorer is Kaylin Noonan with 8 points. Gracie Simmons has 5. And so they've only got 2 players so far in the scorebook. And so, Greg, I think that when you look at if you're Coach Jeff Slater at halftime, you're trying to figure out how to get somebody else to get some points on the board.
Yeah, and they've had some good looks at the basket. They just haven't got the shots to go. In fact, when you look back at the beginning of the first quarter, they took 3 straight threes. They were open threes, but they just didn't go in, or they weren't close enough. They were good looks, but unfortunately, good looks don't get you any points.
No, they don't. But and even late, they've had some open threes, just coming up a little bit short, whereas Madison's doing a nice job of spreading their offense around.
Yeah, Madison does a nice job of getting it in the hands of some of their playmakers. And if you're just watching them for the first time, you're kind of wondering, okay, who's the one that they go to when they need a basket? Because there's quite a few girls that they look at too, and they can count on to score for them when they need to.
Yeah, like they're just getting a balanced attack today compared to what Burlingame's getting, which is just two. What do you think Burlingame's going to have to do here in the second half?
Now, the old adage, make baskets.
Yeah.
You know, and their defense hasn't been horrible. You know, they've only given up 21 points in the first half, so that's not a bad half, you know, defensively. They just haven't been able to match Madison on the offensive end, and hopefully they can get a few more shots and maybe get a couple of second-chance opportunities. And a lot of the times when you look at basketball games, sometimes that's what it also boils down to. You need to make your shots. And Burlingame's been struggling to put the ball through the rim that goes through the net.
And whereas if you're Coach Neinstead, what do you think he's telling the kids at halftime?
Keep doing what you're doing. Keep moving the ball. Maybe be a little better defensively, not give up some open shots, and maybe put a little more pressure on them defensively. But for the most part, he has to somewhat like what he saw in that first half.
And at the same time, offensively, he's going, we missed some shots too. So let's just get in there. Let's just do some things here in the second half. And I think we're going to end up with a barn burner here in the second half. Just have the feeling that Burlingame can knock down some of those threes that they were missing, that this could change in a hurry.
That it could. And, it's one of those things where if you start making shots, then the confidence comes with the rest of the game. If you're playing good offense, sometimes that defense follows along with it.
And I think that's what they're going to be looking at here. And it ought to be a fun second half. Of course, this is just the first of four games today on Country 101.7. We'll have the next game up will be the boys' third-place game, which will be the same two schools. And then tonight at around scheduled for 6 o'clock would be the girls' championship game between Lebo and Olpe, followed by the Lebo and Olpe boys at around 7:30.
And we'll be back with more coverage from the 102nd Lyon County League Basketball Tournament right after this timeout on Country 101.7 FM.
Here's South Lyon County USD 252 Superintendent Mike Argerbright.
USD 252 Southern Lyon County proudly supports our students. We extend a big thank you to our parents, grandparents, administration, staff, and businesses for their continued support. Hard work, commitment, loyalty to your team, and respect to those around you will pave the way to success. Good luck to all area teams in this week's tournament.
Southern Lyon County Schools, creating the future today with pride, tradition, and excellence.
That's the sound of getting big interest on your Kasasa checking balance.
Yes!
ATM withdrawal fees, refunded nationwide, and it's easy to earn rewards.
So easy!
No monthly maintenance fee, so not only are you earning cash, you're saving on fees the other guys charge.
I've had so much coffee!
Take back banking and get paid to do it with Kasasa Cash.
Ask for Kasasa at First National Bank of Kansas in Burlington, Waverly, and Osage City.
Authorization, enrollment, and activation activities are required. Receive all services. Contact institution for details.
With winter upon us, Plumbing by Spelman would like to remind homeowners to disconnect hoses from outside faucets and make repairs if they are leaking. Shut off the main water valve every time you travel, and don't turn the heat down too low. During extreme cold snaps, open cabinet doors under fixtures that are exposed to outside walls. Call Plumbing by Spelman at 620-342-2122 and let them treat your home like it's their own.
The new year is here, and at Longmont Auto Plaza, we have some great ways to start your new year in a new Chevrolet, like 2.99% APR up to 60 months or $1,500 cash allowance on remaining 2022 Silverado 1500 trucks. Get 2.99% APR up to 60 months or $1,000 cash allowance on a 2023 Equinox. And don't forget, we're looking for great used cars, too, so we are willing to buy your vehicle or give you our highest trade offer. Come see us today or visit us online at longmontauto.com. Find new roads.
Welcome back to White Auditorium, home of the 102nd Lyon County League Basketball Tournament. Well, home to the Lyon County League Basketball Tournament since 1941. So it's been a long run here at White Auditorium. And our video coverage is back up. We've got our chief
internet problem solver on it, Aaron Harder, bringing us back online. And our video coverage is brought to you by Henry Ott of Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers in Madison. Call Henry for all your land sale purchase and appraisal needs. 620-437-7340 as we get set for the start of the second half. And here's Ken.
Yeah, Madison's going to come out with their original starting lineup of Caitlin Luthy, Jalen Weekly, Elaine Luthy, Ava Foltz, and Sarah Miser. While Burlingame's also got their original starting lineup of Madison Hovestat, Isabella Tyson, Kaylin Noonan, Gracie Simmons, and Alexandra Crook. Madison's going right to left across your radio dial. Yolaine Luthy, she goes to the right side. Now they get it back up top to Foltz. Foltz now gives it to Luthy at top of the key. Luthy thought about the three, now gives it over to the left side to Kaylin Luthy. Kaylin Luthy going off the screen, gets it back out to Yolaine. Now right side it goes to Foltz. Foltz gets it in the Miser. Miser shot is up off the glass and no good. Rebounded, pulled down by Crooks for Burlingame. Crook gets it up to, now they go left side, Gracie Simmons for three. That is a Cody Thurston land agent. Experience the Midwest Land Group difference three-pointer.
And Coach Bill Neinstein not real happy with the offense or the defense, and he calls a quick 30-second timeout. This timeout brought to you by McDonald's on 6th Avenue. Stop by McDonald's on 6th Avenue. Get a quarter pounder of cheese cooked fresh out the grill upon ordering. Add a fry and drink it. Make it a meal. So, oh, it's kind of interesting. I was watching Coach Neinstedt after the first miss attempt, and he wasn't real happy. And then after the made three, he proved he wasn't happy at all. Calls the timeout, and he's talking both offense and defense with his basketball team right now.
Yeah, and that's one thing we talked about at halftime was Burlingame was getting open looks from three-point range. They just weren't hitting them. You know, one shot now, it's down to 8-point leads down to five, and need to get some things settled. Some Masson with the basketball. They get the ball up. Pressure being put on in backcourt by Burlingame. Looks back, it looks like they're going to try to set up a trap. And Miser gets it across the timeline now for Masson. Dribbles to the baseline. Loses the basket. Loses control of the basketball. And throws it out of bounds. I don't know if Coach Neinstein was upset with the officials or his team right there. He's just not a happy camper.
He, you know, a lot of times, too, the expectations of the coach funnel down to the team. And when the coach has high expectations for him, usually the team has high expectations.
And now the ball goes to the right side to Hovestat. Hovestat picks up her dribble. Gets it in underneath to Noonan. Noonan's layup, good.
Nice finish that time by the Burlingame Bearcats as Noonan got it right in the lane and was able to get in the middle of the defense and got the layup.
Noonan, the first player in double figures with 10, cuts the lead to 3, 21-18.
Nice job of playing Harlem Globetrotter that time by Luthy as she kept the dribble before she, as she went down, almost lost her balance.
Yeah, the referees were just about to call something on her. Now ball stolen away by Burlingame. And they get it across the timeline. Then they get a traveling call.
And there's a turnover for the Burlingame Bearcats. Got a little sped up that time. Our coverage of the Lyon County League Basketball Tournament being brought to you by Jan Utek of RE/MAX Eck Real Estate. Ready to help you find the home of your dreams. Contact Jan Utek with RE/MAX Eck Real Estate at 620-343-5100.
Now we're going to get a double dribble on Kaylin Luthy. And they're going to get the freshman out of the game and bring back in Candace Ashlock. It looked like Kaylin just couldn't decide what to do. She picked it up and, oh, dribbled again.
But sometimes that happens, you know, the indecision part.
And now we get the ball on the left side to Gracie Simmons. Chance to tie the game with a three-pointer. Back up top to Kaylin Noonan. Noonan goes to the right side to Tyson. Tyson picks up her dribble, gets it back up top. Now they get it in underneath the Noonan layup. Good.
Nice little high-low action. And that time they forgot about Noonan, who is right in the middle of the lane. And Burlingame found her.
And that's not the young lady that you want to lose track of. And that ball goes right side for Madison. Layup is up and good.
Nice execution that time by Madison as they were able to get it down the floor in a hurry and were able to find the open player. And knocking down the shot that time was Weekly.
Yeah, she's got 6 points. Ball goes to the right side. Now ball stolen away by Luthy. Luthy on the fast break on the left side. Takes it to the glass. Shot is up. No good. Rebounded. Pulled down by Isabella Tyson for Burlingame.
That was a tough basket against three defenders. A tough attempt by against three defenders. And maybe hoping to get a call, but the referees are letting him play.
Three-pointer by Gracie Simmons is up and good, and we are tied. That is a Cody Thurston Land Agent Experience Midwest Land Group Difference three-pointer.
And we are going to get a timeout called by Burlingame this time. It comes with 4:46 to play. Third quarter all tied at 23. It's timeout brought to you by McDonald's on 6th Avenue, your afternoon snack stop for hot fries for a dollar between 2 and 5 p.m. I wish I knew that.
Yeah.
That, and now I do.
Yeah, that just we won't be out of here before 5, though, Greg.
Well, just during the week I can take advantage of that.
Yes.
But credit Burlingame coming out of the gates, making shots, and getting it into a spot where players can make shots has been a lot of it. And now Coach Bill Neinstedt taking some time as well, talking some defense with his basketball team.
Yeah, it's. I think he's just thinking that they're letting it too easy for Burlingame right now.
And that when you watch him play, a lot of it looked some easy shots. And if you're Coach Jeff Slater, you're telling your team, hey, keep attacking. Keep taking it right at him. Don't show mercy on either end of the floor.
Yeah, because you've came back from an 8-point deficit now. Now you got to get over the hump if you're them. And here comes Madison with the basketball. Kaylin Luthy gets it across the timeline. We're tied at 23, 4:40 to go here in the third quarter. Ball goes to the left side to Candace Ashlock, and she travels.
Little indecision that time. She doesn't look happy with herself.
No. Coach Neistat didn't say anything. He just gave her a look, Greg, that, what'd you do? Ball goes to the left side now to Noonan. Noonan on the left wing. Brings it back up top. Gives it off to Gracie Simmons, but Noonan's going to get called for traveling.
And credit the defense of Madison that time for forcing the travel, because she was trying to shovel it off to one of her teammates. So the defense got in the way, so that forced her to shovel her feet, force the turnover. And when you get plays like that on both ends from both Madison and Burlingame, it comes from indecision.
Yeah, now Luthy has the ball just inside the timeline. Gives it back over, gets it left side to Ashlock. Ashlock's going to drag her feet.
Yep. That time she wasn't sure what exactly she was going to do once she came to a stop or how she was going to come to a stop and drag your pivot, but it's getting sped up. And as if you're the defense of Burlingame, that's what you want from Madison. You want them to be sped up. That forces turnovers. And then if you're on Madison's side defensively, you don't want to give them open looks. And you get too close defensively.
Yeah, that was a little too close there. And that foul is going to be called on Sarah Meiser. That is her second.
Just the first team foul here in the third quarter.
Inbounds pass for Burlingame comes in to Tyson. Tyson being guarded closely out there by Meiser. Now she tries to get the ball over to Noonan. This ball knocked away by Yelaine Luthy, and they're going to get Kaylin Noonan with a foul.
That time, Luthy was going for the steal, knocked the ball free, and as she was going after the loose basketball, Noonan got in the way. She may not have intentionally did anything to foul, but she gets whistled for the unintentional foul.
And that's the third foul on Noonan. So Coach Slater probably a little nervous that Noonan could pick up a fourth here in the third quarter. Ball goes to the right side.
But credit Luthy for being aggressive defensively, knocking the ball free and going after the loose basketball and drawing the foul.
Ashlock for three. No good. Rebounded, pulled down by Noonan.
That's a shot that if you're open, you want to take.
And now ball goes right side to Jocelyn Simmons. Three-pointers up, no good.
Same on that end. If you're open and you're set, most coaches will tell you, take it.
Yeah, now I'm looking at Coach Slater, and he's just like fine with it. He's not good. And it goes ball to Yelaine Luthy. Luthy gets the ball left side. It goes down there to Sarah Meiser in the left corner. Back up to Kaylin Luthy. She goes to right side to Ashlock. Back up to Yelaine Luthy. Yelaine gets it in the paint to Weekly. Weekly's shot is up and good.
Got it right in front of the basket that time. The defense collapsed down low a little bit more, and that opened up space for her to get the shot up and in.
Weekly now with eight. And that's a two-point lead for Madison. 2:44 to go here in the third quarter. Ball goes to the left side to Jocelyn Simmons. She gives it in to Crooks. Crooks' shot is up, no good. Rebounded by Gracie Simmons. Right side jumper is up, no good by Tyson. Crooks gets the rebound again. Back out to Tyson.
Nice job of boxing out that time to get the offensive rebound.
And now the ball goes up. Ball goes to the left side to Jocelyn Simmons. Simmons gets the ball Noonan at the free throw line. Left side to Simmons. Simmons now 15-footer from the left wing. Up, no good. Rebound by Noonan. Put back up and good.
Somebody has to remember, we need to put a body on Noonan. We can't let her get the easy offensive rebounds like she got there.
And Noonan's got 14, and we're tied at 25. He gets the ball inside to Weekly. Shots up, no good. She's fouled.
And she's saying to herself, if I could have just maybe taken a half second more to get that shot off, she could have gotten the end one.
Sometimes I think even inside, Greg, they just hurry up the shots. Free throw is up, and it is good.
And that's a natural tendency. I need to get the shot up before I get fouled.
Yeah, because getting contact isn't always fun.
No.
Hovestat now in the game for Burlingame. Second free throw is up and no good. Rebounded by Elaine Luthy, but she loses it out of bounds. Madison with the one-point lead, 26-25. 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter.
Our coverage brought to you by Harveyville Storage at 103. 138 East Elm Street in Harveyville, Kansas. Units to rent for $50 to $70 per month. They have three units sizes available. Call Michelle at 785-231-7840 for leasing information.
Timeout called by Burlingame coach Jeff Slater. We'll just keep it right here with 146 to go here in the third quarter, 26-25. Madison with the lead.
And now we'll let you know that coverage and timeouts during the Lyon County League Basketball Tournament have been brought to you by McDonald's on West 6th and Emporia. Locally owned and operated by Hugh O'Reilly. Open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Yeah. Bulldogs leading 26-25 over the Bearcats of Burlingame. Madison Bulldogs leading the Burlingame Bearcats.
Looked like Coach Nysted was actually trying to show them how to block out and go for the rebound there.
You can tell he's been coaching a while. You take every opportunity to teach and coach.
That you can. Okay, Burlingame set the inbound the basketball on the left sideline. Gracie Simmons gets the ball into Noonan. Noonan, they're trying to double-team her. Goes off a screen now to the right side. Noonan gets inside, now dishes it to Crooks. Crooks goes to the left corner to Gracie Simmons for three. No good. Rebounded by Noonan. Noonan puts it back up. No good, but she's fouled. And again, not blocking out Katie Noonan.
Either that or you need to learn how to rip the ball out of her hands without fouling.
And that seems to be a hard thing to do right now. Now that foul's on. The free throw's up and good. That foul's on Luthy. That's her second.
Kaylin Luthy is the one who is guilty there.
That's Noonan's now got 15 points. Free throw's up, no good. Rebound goes tipped around out of bounds and out off of Burlingame. And so the Madison Bulldogs set the inbound at 131 to go here in the third quarter. We're tied at 26. Pressure being put on the backcourt by the Bearcats. Ball comes in to Luthy. Luthy gets it up to Ashlock. Ashlock down to Kaylin Luthy. Kaylin Luthy on the right side feeds it in to Weekly. Weekly shot is up off the glass and good. And she is fouled.
She's excited. She should be. That was a nice finish for Weekly, she was able to get the basket and the end one.
Fouls on Alexandria Crook, her second. And the free throw is up, and it is good by Jocelyn Weekly. The old-fashioned three, Greg, now she's got 11. And bounce pass comes in to Isabella Tyson. Tyson gets it across the timeline and now dribbles over to the right side. Dishes it left side to Gracie Simmons. Gracie gets to the free throw line, picks it up, gives it over to the right side. Now they get it on the right wing to Hovestat. Hovestat in the paint, shots up, and no good. Rebounded by Ashlock for Madison. Ashlock brings it down the court, dribbles left side.
Yep. Yeah, she gets sped up a little bit too much, and then that indecision of where you're going to go, and as Coach Bill Nysted say, hey, next time come to a jump stop, then make your decision.
Yeah, and He did that. I liked how he just did it. And he wasn't yelling, but this is what to do.
And next time, just, hey, I like the aggressiveness you're showing, but next time when you're coming down the floor, just come to a jump stop.
That ball goes to the left side to Noonan. Noonan gets it back up to Tyson. Tyson brings it back out. Now dribbles over to the right side, picks up a dribble, gives it to Crooks. A left side goes to Gracie Simmons. Gracie Simmons goes baseline, shot is up, and no good. Rebounded by Madison.
Tough luck shooting there.
great ball fake on the three and drove it to the basket, just didn't get the shot to knock down.
Now we get a turnover. Here comes the Bearcats back with it. Tyson.
That's a little bit of not being aware where your teammates were at that time.
You see that a lot with quarterbacks, like in football. And they're anticipating somebody to make the move, and they don't. Now Simmons, the shot's up, no good. 5 seconds to go. The ball goes to the left side. Sarah Meiser's three-pointer is no good. And that does it for the third quarter of action. And after three, it is the Madison Lady Bulldogs 29, the Burlingame Bearcats 26. You're listening to the Lyon County League Tournament action on Country 101.7 FM.
Give Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Vaughn Roth Land Brokers a call for all your land, sale, purchase, and certified appraisal needs. Henry grew up near Madison, having deep family ties to the Flint Hills area, along with a great appreciation for the farmers and ranchers who call it home. Henry's driven to help you succeed, priding himself in his strong land expertise, honesty, integrity, and work ethic. Give Henry a call today at 620-437-7340 for all your land needs. Good luck to all area teams.
MT Networks is a proud supporter of all Madison and Coffee County schools. MT Networks is your high-speed internet provider, offering fiber to the home or wireless internet service to Madison, Lamont, Gridley, Leroy, Burlington, Neustrawn, Lebo, and Waverly. To check out the areas served, pricing, or to submit an application, go to madtel.com. Having served Madison and the surrounding communities for more than 75 years, MT Networks is a company you can trust.
Coverage of the Lyon County League Basketball Tournament also brought to you by Townside Apartments in Burlingame, where seniors and disabled residents can enjoy country living. Contact Michelle for leasing information, 785-654-3100.
Bearcats set the inbound in the midcourt. They get the ball in. It's Tyson with it. She's being guarded up there by Sarah Meiser. Now gets the ball left side to Hovestad. Hovestad back up top to Noonan. Noonan dribbles over right side, gives it off to Gracie Simmons down on the right wing. Now to Tyson, back up top to Gracie Simmons. Now right side, Tyson. Tyson gives it in to Noonan. Noonan back out to Gracie Simmons, and Gracie Simmons travels. Greg, it looked like her sister Jocelyn was yelling for the ball over there.
May have distracted her a little bit and drew her attention away, and that ends up in a turnover.
All right, now here comes Madison. Luthy gives the ball over. Kaylin Luthy gives the ball over. Sarah Meiser. Meiser now to Ava Foltz. Foltz goes to the right side to Jocelyn Weekly. Weekly back up top to Luthy. Luthy right side to Weekly. Now up to Kaylin Luthy. Kaylin gets the ball over to left side to Foltz. Foltz back up top to Meiser. Meiser drives down the lane. Shot is up off the glass and good.
Nice little shoulder shimmy to the right, and then she went to the left and down the lane and gets the easy layup.
And she's got 11 on the night. Now Luthy comes up with the steal. Yelaine does. Now gets it up to Sarah Meiser. Meiser across the timeline. Meiser gives it left side to Foltz. Foltz gets in the paint. Shots up and no good. Rebounded by Tyson.
And
now we got a warning.
Bench warning on Burlingame coach Jeff Slater. As he hollered traveling, or somebody up in the stands hollered something. And somebody even set up something up in the stands, and the official even looked up at him. And
yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Ball goes left side. Shot is up by Kaylin Noonan. No good, but she's fouled. She just drove it right to the basket. And Kaylin Luthy tried to sit in there and get the charge and doesn't get it.
Those 50-50 calls. That time it goes the way of Noonan.
Kaylin Noonan at the free throw line. That's the third foul on Kaylin Luthy. Free throws up and good. Kaylin Noonan was 16 on the night.
Coverage of the Lyon County League Basketball Tournament also brought to you by Seamers Construction. Quality construction at a reasonable price. They can build it or repair it. Call Jonathan Seamers, 620-412-3614.
Noonan's second free throw is up and good. Gives her 17 on the night. Cuts the lead to 31-28. And now here comes Madison against the Burlingame pressure. Ball goes to the right side. No, Yelaine Luthy underneath. Shots up, no good. Gets a rebound. Put back up, no good. And she's fouled.
Good work by Yolani Luthi as she was able to drive the baseline. Shot didn't go in, got her own rebound, and as she was trying to put it back up, and then she gets fouled. And you like the word I like to use is stick-to-itiveness.
Yes, yes, just keep going at it. That's Gracie Simmons' first foul. That free throw is up and good by Elaine Luthi. She's got just 3 points on the night. Free throw is up and good. Give her four. And now here comes Burlingame. Grace trailing by five. Gracie Simmons with it on the right side. Now gives the ball right wing to Tyson. Tyson picks up a dribble, gives it up. Now they swing it left side to Hovestat. Hovestat picks up her dribble, gives it back up to Noonan. Noonan now on the left side. Now she's being guarded out there by Elaine Luthi, but nice dribbling that time. And she gets away from it. Now back up top it goes to Crooks. Crook gives the ball over to the left side. Now the ball out of bounds off of Hovestat.
Tried to dribble and it went off her toe.
That's one of those frustrating things as a player. And looks like Jocelyn Simmons back in the game for Burlingame and Jalen Weekly in the game for Madison. Also coming in is Kaylin Luthi. The inbounds pass comes in to Madison. They get the ball in. Now Kaylin Luthi has the ball knocked away by Jocelyn Simmons, and it will stay with Madison. 5:34 to go here in the fourth quarter. Madison leading 33-28.
Well, since it was tied at, 23, it's been a 10-5 run by Madison.
And a lot of it on the defensive end. But here comes Kaylin Fultz, and she's going to try to get along the sideline there and going to be fouled.
I think Coach Alex McMillan would have been proud of that one. It looked like a running back just running over a defensive back that time.
Yeah, she kind of lowered her shoulder, but Tyson was not in any position for it. That's the fourth foul on Isabella Tyson. Now with it inside, Miser shots up, no good. And she is fouled.
She plays with a lot of confidence.
And
that's a tough shot to take right there. You're in traffic along the lane line, maybe not under complete balance, and you're kind of putting up a shot hoping that it goes in, and she obviously has confidence of making that type of shot.
And right now she's the leading scorer for Masson, so I think she's carrying part of that confidence with her.
She missed the first free throw.
Second one is on the way up and good. Sarah Miser with 12. Extends the lead to 34-28. Now a ball almost knocked away by Weekly, but Kaylin Noonan has it, gives it over to Gracie Simmons. Right side it goes to Tyson. Tyson back up to Jocelyn Simmons. Jocelyn right side to Tyson. Tyson has trouble with it, gets the ball into Crook. Crook gets it in underneath. Layup good by Kaylin Noonan, and she's fouled.
But a nice assist from one of her teammates. Didn't quite catch the number, but it was a nice little pass inside as they were trying to get it. You could tell they were moving the ball around the perimeter, looking for that opening, trying to get it in the hands of Noonan, and that time they capitalized.
Free throw is up, and that is no good. Foul is on Sarah Miser. That's her third. And the ball goes to the right side. Here comes Kaylin Luthi, gets the ball off to Miser. Miser tries to force it in underneath. Ball stolen away by Crooks, and she can't keep her balance.
Yeah, she's trying to knock the ball free, picked it up, and then spun around on her pivot foot and ended up traveling. That's going to get a timeout also from Madison coach Bill Neinstead.
And Madison will take the timeout. 4:45 to go here in the fourth quarter. Madison 34, Burlingame 30.
Our timeout's being brought to you by McDonald's on West 6th Avenue. McDonald's, place your order with the DoorDash and let the team at 6th Avenue prepare it for you hot and fresh. Let's take this 30-second timeout. You're listening to coverage of the Lyon County League Basketball Tournament on Country 101.7 FM.
ASC Engineered Solutions, ABZ Valves and Controls, serves the worldwide valve market with the best product available and has the goal of being a one-stop shop for all their customers' needs. They're proud to be an integral part of the Madison community since 1977. Their continued expansion in downtown Madison is just another example of their commitment to the future. The firm is a strong supporter of the Madison schools and wishes the Bulldogs and Lady Bulldogs the best of luck in this year's Lyon County League Tournament.
Our coverage of the Lyon County League Basketball Tournament being brought to you by the Bank of Burlingame, serving all of your banking needs. Member FDIC, proud to support the Burlingame athletic teams on and off the court. And by Lacey Hamlin with RE/MAX Eck Real Estate. From home to land, Lacey Hamlin is ready to help you with your real estate needs. Contact Lacey at 620-481-0213.
And Greg, what do you think that Coach Nyson wanted to talk about to his kids about?
Take care of the basketball. Don't force it. You have the lead by, right now it's by four, but just be patient. Don't try to rush it. Work for that open shot. Keep moving without the basketball.
And that's what they're doing right now. They get the ball left side to Weekly. Weekly up to, they get the ball in the right corner to Kaylin Luthy. Back up top to Ashlock. Ashlock gets in the paint and has the ball knocked away. And here comes the Burlingame Bearcats. That's not what Coach Neinstead wanted from his team. And now here they get the ball up top to Jocelyn Simmons. Jocelyn dribbles the ball right side, gets shot up off the glass. No good. Rebounded by Yolaine Luthy for Madison. Lady Bulldogs come up. Kaylin Luthy with it. Gives it off to Ashlock. Ashlock on the right side. Now gives the ball off to Yolaine Luthy. Luthy drives baseline. Brings it back out, gets it up to Sarah Miser. Miser at the free throw line, gets inside, shot is up off the glass, no good. Rebound by Jocelyn Weekly, and she's going to be fouled.
And it shouldn't be on a shot attempt, and I don't think they're going to call it on a shot. It's going to be ball. It'll be a one-and-one, though, since it is a 17 foul. It was not a shoot. The foul didn't happen on a shot attempt.
And that's the first foul on Jocelyn Simmons. And at the free throw line, shooting 1-1 is Jocelyn Weekly. Free throw is up and on the way up, and good. Weekly in double figures with 12. Second free throw is up and good by Weekly. She's got 13 on the night. Now it's a 36-30 lead for the Lady Bulldogs. Bearcats have the basketball. They get it up top. They're swinging around the right side to Tyson. Tyson gets it in underneath to Noonan. Noonan double team, gets it back out to Tyson. Now they go left side. Hovestad. Hovestad tries to drive in. And again, the ball going off the leg or off the toe on the dribble, Greg, and that's happened several times.
That's one of tough luck, and as a player that, oh,
now we get almost a steal in backcourt, but they're able to break it. Here comes Weekly off the left side. Now on the left side to Luthy. Layup good, and that ended up being a perfect three-on-one break.
That's what I was about ready to say. It just worked out perfectly. Nice finish and a timeout being taken by Burlingame. This will be a full timeout. Our timeout's brought to you by McDonald's on West 6th Avenue. 99-cent iced coffee from 5 a.m. to 11 a.m. through February 5th. Pair it with a new blueberry cream cheese pie for a mid-morning snack. Let's pause for this timeout. You're listening to coverage of the Lyon County League Basketball Tournament on Country 101.7 FM and KVOE-TV at KVOE.com.
Want to work for a company that offers a fixed schedule and many great opportunities? Then apply at Hostess Brands, LLC. Interested candidates will be interviewed for full-time positions between the hours of 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. No qualified candidate will be turned away, and positions will be hired on the spot. Hostess Brands offers competitive pay and a comprehensive benefits package. For any questions, please contact A. Hines at hostessbrands.com. Hostess Brands, LLC is an equal opportunity employer.
Murphy Agra, LLC in Strong City and Lebo is proud to support area schools and athletic teams. They are also proud to support the agricultural community with the many services they provide. Contact Murphy Agra, LLC for all your fertilizer and chemical needs. Elevator services are available as well. To the field, from the field, in the field. Murphy Agra, LLC. They're here for you. Call 256-6233 in Lebo or 273-6483 in Strong City.
And now here comes Burlingame with the basketball, trailing by eight. Just under 3 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Ball goes to the left side to Kaylin Noonan. Noonan dribbles baseline, gets a shot off, no good. Rebound to Noonan, put back up and good.
That's one of those, oh, looky what I found type of play. She drives to the basket, missed the layup, steps out of bounds, gets back, establishes herself. The rebound ends up in her hands.
And then on the other end, Luthi's shot is up and no good. Jocelyn Linkley follows it up and puts it up and good. She's got 15 on the night. The lead is back up to 8, 40-32 for the Madison Lady Bulldogs. Noonan has it, tries to get around the Elaine Luthi, and she is fouled.
And they will call it on Elaine.
That is her third.
And it's only the fifth team foul whistled against Madison, so it's ball out of bounds for the Burlingame Bearcats.
And one other thing, too, Greg, is that last timeout called by Burlingame was their last timeout.
So they are out of timeouts. Madison still has two left, but they have the lead by 8.
And so inbound into basketball, they get it in to Tyson. Tyson gives the ball over left side to Noonan. Noonan, the left wing to Hovestad. Hovestad goes to the right side. Now they get it back up. Gracie Simmons for 3. It's no good.
The play you want. It's the shot that you want, top of the key. The thing that might be throwing some of these players off is there are 3 3-point lines on the court. And the one they have to remember is the gold one. That's the one that's 19-9. That's the one they can shoot from. Some of them are shooting from the two that are further back.
And that layup on the other end by Jocelyn Weekly. She's got 17 on the night, and the lead is up to, the, I think, the largest lead of the night now, or close to it at 10, 42-32. Ball goes to right side to Gracie Simmons. Gracie gets it to the free throw line, stops. Now gives the ball off to Noonan. Noonan dribbles in. Now spin move, tries to get a shot off, has the ball knocked away. And Madison is pulling away right now. Sarah Meiser with it, gets the ball in the right corner to Kaylin Luthi. Shot is up off the glass, and Kaylin Luthi now with 5. And it's a 12-point lead for the Madison Lady Bulldogs. 1:20 to go here in the ballgame. Luthi knocks it out of bounds.
Madison playing some pretty good defense right now, not letting Burlingame get a lot of open looks. And we're going to get a timeout taken by the Madison Bulldogs with a minute 18 to play here in this basketball game. That lets us take this time to let you know that these timeouts brought to you by McDonald's on West 6th Avenue. Buy a quarter pounder with cheese, Big Mac, or 10-piece nugget and get a second one for just $1. Hornet and our coverage of the Lyon County League Basketball Tournament also brought to you by Jane and Eddie Linhart, a proud supporter of the Lyon County League Tournament. And by the City of Hartford, which takes great pride in their schools and community. Best of luck to the Jaguars.
And with a minute 18 to go here in the ballgame, Madison leading 44-32. Coach Neistat is diagramming something up over here, and I think he's trying to figure out maybe a trap or some kind of play here defensively, Greg. And also when they get the ball – when they get the ball past midcourt, I bet you they're going to try to really just spread it out and run clock.
Kind of make Burlingame come out and foul you.
And then go to the free throw line. I just want to remind you that the game coming up after this will be the Burlingame Bearcat Boys against the Madison Bulldog Boys here for the third place game at the Lyon County League Tournament. Burlingame set to inbound it. Having some trouble, they get the ball into Kaylin Noonan. Noonan's three-pointer is up and good. That is a Cody Thurston, land agent, experienced Midwest Land Group difference three-pointer.
And we're going to get a foul on Burlingame as Madison brings the ball up the floor. It'll be Isabella Tyson, and she'll pick up her fifth personal foul. She tried to slow down the progression up the floor and gets whistled for a blocking foul.
And at the free throw line, it is Sarah Meiser. Meiser's free throw is up and good. Give Sarah now 13 points.
Now Coach Bill Neinstead tells his players to get off the lane and go back and set up defensively.
Second free throw is up and no good. Rebounded by Kaylin Noonan for the Bearcats. Getting across the timeline. Dribbles the ball on the right side. Goes off the screen. Gives the ball now left side Hovestad. Hovestad up to Jocelyn Simmons. Three-pointer's up, no good. Rebound comes out to Sarah Miser for Madison. And she's going to be fouled by Jocelyn Simmons. So Miser will be going to the free throw line. This will be team foul number 9.
So still a 1-1.
And Miser's just having a terrific game, Greg. She's now got 13.
13 points. She's also rebounded well. She's also done some things nice defensively. She's played well on both ends of the floor. She knocks down the first free throw.
Give her 14 on the night. Second free throw is on the way up, and it is no good. Rebounded by Kaylin Noonan. Noonan gets it across the timeline. 45 seconds to go here in the ball game. 11-point lead for Madison. You get the ball left side to Hovestad. Hovestad gets it in underneath to Crook. Crook tries to pass it the other side. Ball stolen away by Yolaine Luthy. Luthy gets it across the timeline. Now off to Ava Fultz. Fultz back up to Luthy. Luthy now gets the ball up. Now left side it goes to Fultz. Fultz now.
She didn't want to make the pass because it was going to get intercepted, and then she travels with it and ends up being a turnover. But that gives Coach Bill Neinstedt a chance to make his 5-for-5 substitution here.
Yeah, and so coming in the game now for Madison, it is Rachel Troer, Brooke Gaines, along with Lucy Selty and Elizabeth Friend. And also Lily Hudson. Ball goes to the right side. Kaylin Noonan's for three. Shot is up, no good. Rebound pulled down by Lucy Selty, and that will do it. The final score here in the third place game. That is the Madison Lady Bulldogs 46, the Burlingame Lady Bearcats 35.
And we'll be back to take a look at the numbers and talk about this game right after this timeout. You're listening to coverage of the Lyon County League Basketball Tournament on Country 101.7 FM and watching on KVOE-TV at KVOE.com.
Superior in land, superior in real estate,
and superior in auction.
We are superior.
Call us for superior service.
Call Superior Real Estate and Land Group at 785-670-6506. That's 785-670-6506. Or find them at superiorlandgroup.us. Superior Real Estate and Land Group in Linden.
Radcliffe.